Ghanshyam Patel. The main photograph of Ghanshyam shows him seated on a brown leather two-seater settee surrounded by his family. His wife sits to our right on the arm of the sofa, her arm around her husband, and to the left is a boy of about six. A girl of about nine sits on the shiny brown floor to the right, and two other boys, who look about eight, on the floor in front of the sofa. All are smiling. Ghanshyam is Ugandan, middle-aged, of slim build, with neat, short black hair. He has a bindi, or red dot, on his forehead, and a serious face. He wears large, rectangular, dark-framed glasses, and his wife and one of his sons also wear glasses. He is dressed in a checked white shirt, unbuttoned at the collar, under a blue pullover with smart dark trousers. His wife wears a loose patterned top with dark trousers, and his children are casually dressed in jeans and polo tops, or a hoodie for the girl. To the right in the photograph of the family are sets of shelves and cupboards, some in light panelled wood and some painted orange. Other photographs show more of the panelled and orange shelves, which house a flat-screen TV, ornaments including elephants, statues of Hindu gods, and many family photographs. Ghanshyam's shrine is a glass display cabinet housing three framed paintings of Hindu gods. In the film, he holds a lit candle in front of these paintings, then kisses his fingertips and touches them gently to the portraits. The gods are richly painted in gold leaf and bright colours, all three seated on ornate velvet and golden thrones, their legs crossed. Each wears a turban and is garlanded with flowers. When he is seated at prayer, Ghanshyam has a series of images of gods open before him, plus a prayer book, and he holds a set of religious beads. One photograph in the exhibition shows Ghanshyam in front of the painting of Lord Swaminarayan. The god wears a large jewel in the centre of his turban, gold earrings, and many golden necklaces and bracelets. In the painting, he holds a book in one hand, and the other hand is raised. His robes are pale green, blue and light golden, his turban and belt pink and gold. Another photograph shows a close-up of an image of the framed relief painting of the white-domed Sri Muktajivan Swamibapa Smriti Mandir World Peace Centre. This takes pride of place on a shelf alongside small plaques and ornaments. In the film are photographs of Ghanshyam and his wife in India and of the many crowds attending the ceremony he discusses in a huge marquee. He also holds statuettes of Lord Swaminarayan and other gods, including one which is all white and gold. Towards the end of the film, Ghanshyam stands looking out of his window. The house opposite can be seen through the glass, and the painting of Swaminarayan hangs on the beige-coloured wall to the right. The panel information next to Ghanshyam's photographs reads as follows.
Ghanshyam Patel by Madeline Waller. Fibergloss Silk Inkjet Prints, 2020. Ghanshyam reflects on the tokens or keepsakes given to him on trips to India when he was representing the Bolton Sri Swaminarayan Temple. The shelves in his living room hold a shrine which he prays to each morning, along with the Hinduism artifacts and photos of his family, expressing the importance of his religion and its connection to family life. Hinduism is community life, it's family life, explains Ghanshyam. When the grandchildren come to the house and see one of the mementos on the shrine, they will ask a story. And when we go to India, they say, "Grandad, are you going to such and such place?" And we talk about certain temples. When they get a bit older, they will probably go to the same temples because there is an attachment story.